From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The British people had voted by a narrow margin to break away from the European Union, a move that some European leaders are labeling a grave mistake. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there is no doubt that this is a blow to Europe and to the European unification process. European Council President Donald Tusk spoke just after it was announced that Britain will leave the EU.
Over the past 2 days, I have spoken to all the EU leaders, I mean prime ministers and presidents, as well as heads of the EU institutions, about the possibility of a Brexit. Today, on behalf of the 27 leaders, I can say that we are determined to keep our unity as 27.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he knows Britain will remain a strong and committed NATO ally. This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, to both support and protest a new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. Hundreds of Eritrean refugees gathered outside the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia to protest the alleged crimes back home. The report now goes to the UN Human Rights Council, which will decide whether to adopt a resolution on the issue. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces who are protecting Afghan forces when they're being overrun by the Taliban. This is VOA News. Fierce fighting has erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to the Islamic State staged coordinated overnight attacks on Afghan security forces as well as outposts and civilian areas. Clashes in Nangarhar province left at least 30 militants dead, several others wounded. International Organization for Migration reports at least 19 European migrants have been found dead from suffocation in containerized trucks in Zambia. The victims were among 95 Ethiopians being smuggled from Tanzania into Zambia earlier this week. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The deaths occurred as the victims were being transported by a suspected trafficking syndicate in Chembe District in Luapula province of Zambia. The International Organization for Migration report says they were crammed into the truck carrying bags of beans and groundnuts. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this particular incident was widely reported in the Zambian media.
There were almost 100 in the container. You know, happily, most of them survived, but you can just imagine. If I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was an incident of drowned migrants who were being seen eaten by alligators or crocodiles. So we know it's a really tough migrant route, and some of the casualties have been horrific.
Millman says migrants routinely die while being trafficked, but this incident represents the largest number of known migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis denounced again on Friday the World War I-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide as he met with Armenia's president. The Pope said this is made possible by twisted racial, ideological, or religious aims that darken the minds of the tormentors, he said, even to the point of planning the annihilation of entire peoples. Francis delivered a major speech at the presidential palace in Yerevan after visiting an Armenian cathedral, where he urged all Christians to unite to prevent religion from being exploited and manipulated. President Obama spoke at the Global Economic Summit at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California, urging young entrepreneurs to expand and broaden the benefits of the world's interconnected nature. Mr. Obama told the young innovators that the world has shrunk and that it is interconnected. He said innovators are catalyzing and accelerating that interconnection despite its challenges and the fears that it awakens. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.